This is KUT. Another federal court has found that a Texas law requiring voters to show photo ID at the polls is discriminatory. This time it was a 15-judge panel at the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans. The court says the law violated the Voting Rights Act and makes it harder for minorities to vote. As KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, that means the state law that's been in effect since 2012 will no longer be enforced as is.
Texas's law has been in front of several federal courts at this point, and all of them have ruled pretty much the same way. They say the state's voter ID law, one of the strictest in the country, has a discriminatory effect. And the Fifth Circuit made this case yet again in an opinion that's more than 200 pages long.
It's a candid but tough, you know, rebuke of a sort of the Texas legislature for not paying attention to the effects that changing the law would have on minority populations.
That's Lynn Rambo, a professor at Texas A&M School of Law. Rambo has been keeping her eye on this law for years now. Back in 2011, the state legislature passed the law requiring voters show a photo ID before they vote. And they created a short list of IDs to choose from. Voting rights advocates argued this did not just keep minorities from going to the polls, but it was designed to do that. A lower court sided with advocates on both those arguments. But Rambo says the Fifth Circuit didn't agree the law was intended to discriminate. The district court will have to take another stab at that question. And Rambo says they have some help from the Fifth Circuit this time.
The court happened to go further and tell the district court which types of evidence of discriminatory intent there were that would be acceptable when it reweighs the evidence before it.
And this isn't even the most pressing assignment before the district court. Besides reweighing the intent of the law, the court will also have to make changes to the law. Jose Garza, one of the attorneys representing the plaintiffs in this case, says the Fifth Circuit also made it clear the law, as it is right now, cannot be enforced.
It can only be used if it's modified in a way that addresses the concerns here. So the Fifth Circuit is very clear. You can't go forward with the law the way it currently stands.
Unless Texas appeals to the U.S. Supreme Court and justices put a hold on this ruling, the law will be changed somehow before this year's presidential election. In a statement, Governor Greg Abbott said the court stood in the way of the state's efforts to fight voter fraud. Democratic Congressman Mark Vesey, who has led a long fight against this law, says the court has made that a harder argument for Texas lawmakers to make.
But I do think that they're going to continue to try, you know, different forms of chicanery to stop people from being able to exercise their rights to vote. I think that this is really just the beginning. I think that it's going to be a long fight.
One of the authors of the voter ID bill, State Senator Charles Perry, said in a statement that he's already looking at future legislation. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.